Stomach News, Thursday, May the 8th, 2014. Stabbed rival in his own bed. Jealous Roxon slashed out with bread knife. A jealous lover who slashed his rival 10 times with a bread knife as he slept in his bed has been jailed for 12 years. Obsessed Andrew Roxon, 24, thought the victim was dating his ex-girlfriend and attacked him in a vengeful fit of rage. He climbed through an open window in the Rennie Estate flat in Bermondsey and started kicking the 19-year-old victim in the face on October 22nd. Roxon managed to inflict 10 stab wounds on the man before his parents came running in and intervened. The victim's father grappled with Roxon until police arrived, and he refused to drop the knife until they threatened him with a taser. Both the victim and Roxon were taken to hospital. Roxon had cuts to his hands and an incised wound to his back. The victim needed over 6 hours of surgery. When the crime scene was searched, a bag was found outside the victim's bedroom window. Inside was a pair of trainers, a t-shirt, a baseball cap, and a pillowcase knotted at one of the corners. It had what appeared to be 2 eye holes cut out of it. Roxon made no comment during his interview, but in a prepared statement claimed that he'd only intended to steal the victim's phone to read his texts, that he did not have a knife, and that it was he who was attacked first by the victim and his parents. He added, "I'm a man in love, scared of losing my family to this guy." Roxon, of no fixed abode, admitted a charge of wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm at Woolwich Crown Court on April 1st, and last Friday he was jailed for 12 years. He had originally been charged on 22nd of October with attempted murder, to which he pleaded not guilty, but later admitted an offence of wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. Detective Constable Lizzie Wilson from Southwark CID said, "Andrew Roxon, fuelled with jealousy, gave little consideration to the frightened family, who genuinely feared for their safety as he assaulted their son with a knife. From the start, police encountered a tissue of lies, as Andrew Roxon stated that he was acting in self-defence and he had only climbed into the victim's bedroom to steal his phone. The victim would have permanent scarring from his injuries, which were incised wounds as a result of 10 separate movements of the knife on his skin. I hope that his sentence acts as a deterrent to others."